This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
When we first launched this podcast, it honestly felt like we were being buried under 100 new tasks every single day between building a website and figuring out branding and payments. It can be overwhelming, and we quickly realized that we can't do everything ourselves.
You need a system that actually works for you. And for millions of businesses, that is Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands, from huge household names to small businesses just getting started. And it's built to feel like your own built-in business partner. You can launch a beautiful online store using hundreds of ready-to-go templates, accelerate your content creation with Shopify's AI tools, and easily run email and social campaigns that help you reach customers wherever they're scrolling.
Plus, Shopify gives you world-class expertise across everything from inventory and payments to shipping, returns, and international selling, all in one place. So if you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify.
So turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie, and see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you will know that we are giving away lots of Opinions Matter merchandise. We have our Opinions Matter reusable travel mugs, and they're flying out the door. Everybody wants one. Every time we go out, people are saying, can I have one of your mugs? Well, we're giving away one on most episodes of this podcast, and let's ring another winner.
Hello?
Can I speak to Chloe, please?
Yeah, that's me.
How are you, Chloe? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
Great. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. I really am. Now, Chloe, you entered our competition to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. Is that right?
I did, yep.
And we asked a ridiculously easy question. Our previous episode was based on a story from what Dublin street?
Pierce Street.
That is exactly right. Pierce Street is the right answer. Good man, Jeremy. Big round of applause.
Excellent.
So, Chloe, the good news is that you have just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. And you, from your message, I see you live in County Kerry.
Yes, and I just saw you in our local paper this morning looking quite dapper.
Oh, did you indeed?
In Ardfert.
Ah, yes,
I did.
I was at the Ardfert Film Awards last weekend in Tralee. Great night was had, yeah, by all. So whereabouts do you live?
I'm in Ballyhaig.
Oh, Ballyhaig in County Kerry.
Yeah, and that's right.
And a regular listener to the Opinions Matter podcast.
Oh, I sure am. I love it.
That's fantastic. Well, look, Chloe, if you stay on the line there for 1 second, we'll get all of your details and we'll pop your travel mug in the post.
That's great. Thank you so much.
There you go. That was Chloe from County Kerry, who is a regular listener to the podcast, and we're delighted to have her. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? The Social Democrats Party has brought forward new legislation calling for the 3-day mandatory waiting period to have an abortion to be scrapped. They want, so at this moment, if you present to a doctor, if you're a woman and you present to a doctor and say, I wish to terminate my pregnancy, the doctor is obliged by law to say to you, that's fine, but I want you to go away for 3 days and have a think about it. Yeah. Think long and hard about it. Come back to me in 3 days and then we'll
And that's what we voted for, wasn't it? That's what we voted for.
That is what we voted for, yeah. Yes.
Okay, so when we voted to repeal the 8th, part of that was that there would be a 3-day cooling off period. Now, I got and I'm not comparing the two, by the way. I got a cooling off period when I went to get a vasectomy. They give you a cooling off period. So when you ring the doctor,
yeah,
and you say, I want to go for a vasectomy, they have an interview with you and you have to fill out a form and stuff like that. And I can't remember if it was 3 days, but they do give you a few days to go away.
Oh, so they won't do it there and then?
No, you can't just walk in to a clinic and go.
In order to even make an appointment, they tell you to go off and think about
it? Yeah, the fella that did my vasectomy goes off and he says, discuss it with your wife. Now, I already had at that stage, although my body, my choice. if I want to do it. Yeah. But yeah, they give you a couple of days to, I think it's pretty standard. But yeah, that's what we voted for. When we voted, whether or not you, by the way.
What we actually voted for was to take a reference to abortion out of our constitution.
Yes.
Okay, that's what we voted for. And to hand the power to legislate over to the Dáil.
But a lot of people voted to repeal the 8th on the understanding that this will be, because this was one of the things that was put forward, that there will be a cooling off period.
Okay,
of
but the Dáil does now have the power to change that legislation if they want.
Yes, it doesn't have to go to a referendum.
No.
Yeah.
Let's just have a listen.
The amount of people that didn't know about, but by the way, we put this up on our Facebook page about an hour and a half ago to tell people what we're talking about, as we normally do. And the amount of people who didn't know about the truth. But I suppose if you're not of the age where you could be having a termination, why would you know about it?
Because we debated it at the time of the referendum.
It was a huge issue at the time.
Let's just have a listen to Holly Cairns, who is the leader of the Social Democrats. This is what she said about why she believes that 3-day cooling off period needs to be scrapped.
It is a part of our legislation that is based in absolutely no science, zero evidence. It seems to only be based in a kind of a mistrust of women and a presumption that they need to go away for another 3 days after they've obviously already thought about it and think about it again.
So basically what she's saying is that there's no logic behind having a 3-day cooling off period, that a woman who goes into a doctor's for a termination has already thought about it. She didn't just think about it walking down the street to the doctor's surgery. Yeah. She's already thought about it long and hard.
Well, what harm does 3 days do? I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Okay, but one of the things
I think we're splitting hairs here.
One of the things Holly said there is it shows an absolute mistrust of women, that women aren't capable of making a decision.
But that's
for
like
themselves.
Saying when I changed over, and again, I'm not comparing the two, but I'm just saying when I changed over my car insurance last year, which I did, I got a cooling off period of, I think it was 15 days cooling off
14
period.
Days, yeah.
Or 14 days.
Yeah.
And that's not the car insurance company telling me, by the way, we don't trust you to be able to pick car insurance. It's to give you time to think about it. And I think, and by the way, I'm pro-choice. I'm 100% pro. I'm not, by the way, and people saying, are you pro-life? Everybody is pro-life, by the way. Nobody encourages, you know, abortions or terminations. So it's about pro-choice. And I am pro-choice. And what harm does 3 days do?
And this is exactly what Holly said, it shows a mistrust of women, that women aren't capable of making a decision for themselves.
I don't think it does.
Again, if a woman goes into a doctor's surgery and says, I wish to terminate my pregnancy, she's already thought about it. She's thought long and hard about it. And has the final step of that process for her is going into the doctors.
And do you not think any women regret a decision? I mean, put it this way, guys, it's one of the most monumental decisions that a woman can make in her life. Would you agree?
Yep.
Should we even talk about this as men? I don't know. I just know, as a father of two girls, and you have one girl, and as, again, I agree with the right to their body, their choice, and I agree with that. But in every other aspect of life, people go off and think about something. Like, you don't arrive at a house and buy a house straight away. You go off and you think about it. You think about lots of things. When you're putting your child into school, say, for instance, that's what we're at the moment. We're putting our eldest into school. We're looking around at schools.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking our time because it's a very big thing. The biggest thing you can do in your life is probably have a termination. So why?
But again, if a woman arrives in a doctor's surgery, she's already decided. She's already made her mind up.
You can't,
because the big step for her is going into the doctors and saying, I wish to terminate my pregnancy. So the fact that she's told, well, that's fine, but go off away for a couple of days and have a think about it, it just seems wrong. And what Holly said was, it shows that women aren't trusted to make decisions like that.
I trust women to make the right decision. It's their body. But for such a huge, this is probably the biggest decision you make in your life. Yeah,
no, I'm not disagreeing with that.
It's not like buying it. And again, that's why I gave those examples. It's not like buying a car or house insurance or car insurance or a house. It's a million times more important than those things. And all those things that we do in our life, yeah, have cooling off periods. every single thing we do has a cooling off period, yeah? So what is wrong with this having a cooling off period?
Well, we would like to hear from you. The lines are open to you. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Would you be in favour of the 14-day cooling, or sorry, the 3-day cooling off period being scrapped in order to have a termination? Cuiva!
Hello, Adrian and Jeremy. I completely agree with Holly Cairns there. The 3-day waiting period should be scrapped, because what happens if a woman gets raped, or if a woman can't afford to keep a child, or a woman has mental health issues or is in a crisis situation and she wants the abortion immediately? Like, that causes a knock-on effect right now if the ban is still in place. If the ban wasn't still in place, there'd be no problem. I just think this 3-day waiting rule was created by people who are like, that has like patriarchal vibes to it.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hey, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jen.
Sorry, Jen, before I go to you, because people are upset with the comments I made there, and I just want to make this clear. Laura's just saying car insurance and abortion are completely different. I don't know if you were listening, Laura, but I literally said that you cannot compare the two. One is a monumental life decision you make and one isn't. And that was my point, Laura, that if you're given a cooling off period for something as mundane and something as non-important as car insurance, surely you need a cooling off period for something as important as a termination. That was my point. So I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying there's cooling off periods for millions of different things.
Okay. Thank you. Jen, what did you want to say on this?
Scrapping the 3-day rule, it's going to be the worst thing ever, seeing as 20% of women end up changing their minds during those 3 days.
And sorry, you got that statistic from where?
It's. Give me 1 second there. Sorry, the kid's trying to escape out the door. Hang on. Sorry, guys, 1 second. So that's from the University College Cork.
Okay, so UCC are claiming that...
claiming anything. This is official data. That 20% of women do not end up returning for their abortion because of that 3-day waiting period.
Okay, and so you believe that makes it worth keeping?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have 10,000 abortions a year. If 20% of women are then deciding during those 3 days that maybe this isn't the way to go. Maybe I do want to keep my baby. And those 3 days are giving these women that chance, which means that's what? Over 2,000 babies.
Okay,
now we're born because of this 3-day rule.
We're actually trying to find that statistic, so I'd really appreciate you sending it to us wherever you got that information. Googling it. We're after trying to find that statistic. Can't find it anywhere. So if you could send that on to us.
And it's on the Department of Health as well.
Okay, if you can send it on to us.
If you look up their annual reports, it's not hard to find.
There is a report, you know, this is posted on the Pro-Life Campaign website, by the way, so I don't know if it's going to be skewed or not, but it says new information confirms over 10,000 women did not attend, and that's gone now, did not attend a second appointment for abortion. So they went for the initial appointment, spoke to the doctor, and then didn't come back. And you think that figure of 10,000 was women that went during those 3 days?
No, because you have to account for miscarriages. Maybe they went elsewhere, maybe. But you can at least say that out of that, at least 2,000 babies' lives were saved. And so for people to start bringing up rape and incest and all those kind of things when they account for less than 1% of pregnancies combined, it's a straw man.
Okay, what about the argument, though, that when a woman arrives at a doctor's clinic for a consultation about a termination, she's already thought long and hard about this?
But the 3-day waiting period is, again, proof that not all of them have thought long and hard about it.
The doctor will just say, he won't try to influence her decision one way or the other. He will merely say, go off and have a think about it and come back to me in 3 days. Again, is that not...
The doctor doesn't go, I'm not going to influence your decision, come back to me in 3 days. That's not how it works. It's not that, like, you know, blasé and ignorant. The women need these 3 days to think about it. And scrapping that, you're essentially saying, like, it's a surgical procedure, for God's sake. Can you imagine going in for a consultation and they're just going to, I mean, and it's a baby at the end of the day. It's not even like an organ. It's a baby. You need those 3 days. The fact that you have to wait months upon end to get like an organ removed, like a thyroid or spleen or an appendix. We're talking about a baby here.
Okay, stay there for a second, Jen, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626.
Can I just say in the language, and I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with you, Jen, but I just know people would be upset about it. A lot of people don't believe that at that stage that it is a baby when it's still in the womb. It's just a clump of cells. It's just a clump of cells.
So what are you then? What are you?
Well, no, we were all just a clump of cells at one stage. We were.
It's not...
When we were.
A clump of cells is like,
well, no, when
it's
does,
just
when,
so disgusting to describe a baby that way.
No, but it's not. A lot of people do not class that. When do you, at what point do you class it as a baby?
Upon conception. And
really?
No scientist would disagree with you on that. Life begins at conception.
I think a lot of scientists probably would disagree with that.
Okay, but again, back to the point.
Where does life begin?
We're debating abortion now. That's not what this conversation is about. This conversation is about the 3 day wait period.
And it cannot be scrapped.
It cannot be scrapped. Okay. It can, but
in my opinion, it
shouldn't
it should
be. Okay. Stay there for a second, please. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi. Can I just pull Jen up on something there? Jen, isn't it Jennifer?
Yeah,
Jennifer, that study that you're on about bystander intervention program. The statistics on changing one's mind about pregnancy is untrue. That's not what I said.
I did not say that
you
the
did.
Woman changed
you
their
said
mind.
20%.
I said 20%
said,
did not return for a second appointment and did not go through with the abortion.
Yes, that's not true. That's not what that study was about.
And Jen, I'll be really honest with you. We are really struggling. Google is a great device. We are really struggling to find out this information. Really struggling. We found some claim on the pro-life campaign's website about 10,000 women.
I don't know why you're looking at pro-life websites when it's on the Department of Health's website. Every year,
I'm looking at it right here.
Tell me what you're looking at, Angela.
Because I asked about the 20%. If you're referring to a study out of University College Cork, highly likely you're thinking of their widely cited research and advocacy surrounding gender equality, domestic violence, or their sector-leading bystander intervention rather than statistics that are false on changing one's mind about pregnancy.
I'm not talking about a study. I am talking about data that is released every single year about the abortions performed under Section 12.
It's not a study.
It is data that the Department
Literally, Jen, we cannot find this information anywhere.
That's insane, because I'm literally looking at it right here. Hang on now a second and I'll get it over to you.
Okay.
But Jen, the thing is, you think, Jennifer, that a woman is so stupid that she needs an extra 3 days to make her mind up
about an abortion? Did I ever say that a woman is so stupid? That is disgusting to even say that. You are talking about something
you're
that
advocating
you
can, for
you
three
are
more days.
About
you are no,
abortion.
Jennifer, can you let me finish?
No, because you're saying that I'm saying
woman.
Things that I'm not. You're saying
you
that
saying
I'm calling
that
women
a woman,
stupid.
You are saying that a woman needs 3 days to make her mind up after she's already made
after
her mind
she's
up.
She's engaged with professionals. Absolutely. Yes.
But who's that to say she hasn't spoken with professionals?
You cannot undo an abortion. It is something that you have to take
into
account.
I know,
because
I had one.
Yeah, because all the women you've had one.
No, don't you fucking dare. Don't you dare. Don't you fucking dare call me a liar on this.
Don't you fucking dare. When did I call her a liar?
Okay,
she's saying I call women stupid and that I called her a liar. Please explain to me where I called her that. When I said that I had abortion,
did you turn around and say, yeah, sure you did?
No, I said, that is not what I said at all. I said, yes,
what did
because
you say?
All women, I said all women who have had one
twice, they turn it into an emotionally charged argument. Excuse me, all I can say is, when I did that, it was the right decision. It was the right decision.
I'm sure you think it is. I don't think it. I know it. I'm sure you think it is, Jennifer.
Jen, your tone is extraordinarily patronizing to her, I have to say. If we're having a conversation here, that was a decision that I made.
And that's great. That's brilliant. What I'm saying is she is the one turning around and saying that I said things I didn't say.
Okay, fine.
She's twisting my words, saying I'm calling her a liar.
Okay.
She's saying that I called women stupid.
Okay,
You were being patronizing and antagonizing. Hang on, Jen, I'm still waiting.
I'm pushing a boogie right now with a four-year-old beside me. How am I supposed to take the phone in when I can't put it on speaker and send you over the link?
Okay, but we're going to hang up now anyway.
Let's not get caught up on these states and let's just take
this is actually very important.
No, but there are women, there's no doubt that there are women who regret the decision that they made.
But to be told there are statistics out there that prove 20% of women change their minds within that 3 days.
I'll hang up the phone, Jen, and you can send them on to us.
Grant, thanks very much indeed. Sorry, Angela.
Hi.
You're annoyed over this.
I'm very annoyed because, like that, I wasn't going into the whole hang up that I had one, right? And as I said, anyone who doubts me, I don't care. I had one on the 31st of March, 2003, at 11:30 in the Mary Stokes Clinic over in Essex, right? So it's a decision that I made. I didn't make that decision lightly. Do you think that I did a pregnancy, not you, but do people think I did a pregnancy test and went, right, that's it, and I go, no, I had to take time. I had to take time for myself and decide what I wanted to do. And if I was to go into a doctor now and he turns around and says, can you just take 3 more days? Sorry, I've just gone through hell thinking about and trying to make a decision.
Okay, so this is the point that was made a while ago, that when a woman makes a decision to terminate her pregnancy, she makes it before she goes to the doctor's surgery. Yeah. She's already made her mind up.
She has already made her mind up, mostly. Now, I'm not going to say every woman, because that's not fair on the people who do decide. But I can tell you, if you go to a doctor and in 3 days you have your mind changed, you did not have your mind made up before you went, right? But 3 days to me wouldn't have changed my mind. I actually had to wait 3 weeks to go to the UK to have it done. Mm. So 3 days, 3 weeks, it didn't matter. But what I'm saying is there are women out there who go through certain circumstances where they just want it done now. They want an appointment. And that's the other thing. How long does it take to get an appointment with a doctor in this country now anyway? So what you're saying is you might have to wait a week to get an appointment, and then they turn around and say, well, actually, we'll try and get you in another 3 days, but it could be another week. And anyone who turns around and says a woman needs 3 days, then yes, you are calling women stupid. You are turning around and saying that they don't have the capability to make a decision for themselves.
Okay, do you find the current law patronising to women?
I think it's very patronising. I do think it's very patronising. You know, that you don't have the capability, you don't have the mindset to make a decision for yourself. Why not?
I don't think that's what it's suggesting. I think it's just suggesting, listen, this is a big, you, and I'm sure you'd agree, it's one of the biggest decisions you can make in your life.
Absolutely.
Would you not rather a bit more time?
No, as I said, when I went to England, when I arrived on Saturday morning, and then I went in and I actually had to see a counsellor before I went in and had it done. So it's not like you just walk in. There are people you talk to. There are people that, you know, walk you through things. And it's not like you just turn around and go, right, that's it, I want it done, and get in there and get it done. There's still a procedure that you have to go through.
I understand, but during that three-day cooling-off period, which you obviously didn't have to go through because it wasn't in Ireland, during that three-day cooling-off period, it's not as if people are going to be knocking down your door saying, don't do it, don't do it, you're doing the wrong thing.
Well, then what's the point?
The point, I suppose, I don't know. The point, I imagine, is for you to reflect on...
But I would imagine that most women, before they actually walk in the doctor's surgery, have already reflected.
Well, and you don't have to answer this... And Angie, you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to. But here's the quiz, the question. How long did it take you from the point that you realised you were pregnant to the point that you decided on a termination?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. And what's happening during that 3 weeks? Is it you playing it around in your head, or is it talking to people, or what's going on in that 3 weeks?
You are, because as I said, I made the appointment, so I was going to the UK. So I knew for 3 weeks, and it was going around in my head, am I doing the right thing? I'm talking to my best friends. I talked to a friend of mine who was a doctor, and I was going through all the emotion, but... If I went over for that appointment and they turned around and said, can you come back in 3 days? I'm going, hold on a second. Do you not think that I've been awake and sick and everything over this? I haven't just turned around and said, right, that's it, good luck. No, I spent hours and days and weeks thinking about this. So it's not like you have a pregnancy test and next suddenly you turn around and say, right, that's it, I'm going in to have it. That's where I find that people like Jennifer are patronising. Absolutely. You know, they don't have a clue, because I can guarantee you...
If there were, and so far I haven't seen any sight or sound other than the on the pro-life campaign website of any information that would tell me that there is quantifiable research that shows that a certain percentage of women change their mind in that 3 days. If there were, do you accept that some women maybe do change their mind in that 3 day period?
Absolutely. I mean, God, you'd definitely be stupid to think that there wasn't women who changed their minds in that. But still, those women still have to wait a couple of days to go and have the procedure done. So to say it's a mandatory three days to come back in and then have an appointment and then make an appointment for the procedure. I don't think the 3 days does it. I think it's actually just waiting for the procedure does it, you know? And fair, you know, I'm delighted for those women who were able to go through with it. Not go through with the termination.
Okay, so you would agree that some women may change their mind during that 3 day period, but you don't believe it's anything like 20%?
No, absolutely not.
Stay there for a second, Angela. Our number is 085 825 2626. We'd love to get you on this with your opinion. Jonathan.
Now, like Jeremy said just there, I voted on that referendum purely because I believed what was being told to me. 3 day waiting period, safe and effective, it was going to be rare, all this kind of stuff, which sounded very reasonable to me. And I was listening to people at the time saying, oh, this will be pushed out, this will go forward, or they'll want to change this through the legislation and all that, which I understood could happen. But the problem that I made wasn't it, was I believed this government when they opened their mouth and they said stuff. That's what I done. Now, Holly Cairns and the likes of Ruth Coppinger and Holly Cairns and all these people are demented demons as far as I'm concerned. We have a declining population in this country, and these people want to fast-track that decline. Like I said, people get pregnant for all sorts of reasons, but if you're going to use it as birth control, I don't agree with that. You made a mistake. Sorry, I don't agree with that either. You made a decision as an adult. I voted for it for, like, rape cases, incest cases, people, like what happened with that girl in Galway that time. They wouldn't abort the child and she ended up dying. For reasons like that, that's what I voted for, the Eighth Amendment. That's what I voted for. Not with this. And who's to say it stops here? What's the next change that gets made to this legislation? How far do we push this out now? With all the people talking about that back in the day, are they going to be right again? So no, I don't agree with this. I think it should be left alone the way it is. And we should start encouraging people to have their babies as opposed to aborting them. Cheers, boys.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Margaret, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Margaret?
Hello. Hi, Adrian. Good. I'm good, thanks. Great. You're a great host.
Thanks very much. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, no, I'm in favour of keeping the 3-day wait. I think it's very important, you know, for women. And just to highlight there, you know, if when a woman goes for her first appointment, this may be the first point of contact she has with, you know, anyone who's going to give her support. She might, no one might even know about her pregnancy.
Yes, no, I agree. Yeah, the conversation with the doctor might be the very first time she's talked to anybody about it.
Exactly. So therefore, you know, she needs that time to reflect upon her decision. You know, like any medical procedure, you know, Jeremy was saying there, like for vasectomy or any medical procedure, they have to go away and think of, you know, so it just makes sense to get, like, women deserve time to reflect upon the most, you know, one of the most important decisions of their life, you know.
Okay, but the argument that I've heard from Angela, for example, is women have already reflected by the time they arrive at the doctor's surgery.
Yeah, of course they have reflected, but they may not have, as I said, the support. For example, if they want to continue the pregnancy, you know, if a doctor's saying, right, you have options, you have support if you want to continue your pregnancy. And therefore, and they may, like, you know, offer them counselling, etc., or give them information on different support groups, etc. And, you know, they haven't been given any of that. Do you know what I mean? And even that 3-day wait gives them time to reflect upon that and say, they might say, as you said, you know, they might come back and say, oh, you know, there's support here. I didn't know there was. And they may change their mind. And there's 10,000 women, over 10,000 women, that have gone for their first appointment and not gone for their second.
I have not been able to verify those figures anywhere, absolutely nowhere, other than on the pro-life campaign website. That's the only place I've been able to get these statistics. So if they actually exist...
Yeah, no, they are official statistics. They are.
From where?
I guarantee you.
Sorry.
No, if you go on the PLC would give information, or they would get information. They would not print numbers unless they were reliable numbers. And obviously the government, they have to give the numbers of people that have go for the first appointment and not go for the second. And also, you know, the amount of abortions since 2019 to present. So they're all figures, official figures, you know.
Okay, but why can I not find those official figures anywhere?
Well, I mean, I can look into it. Like, I'm certainly
Jen said she would as well, and I'm still waiting. She mentioned UCC, and I'm still waiting to be sent these figures. So, but Angela. Again, I'll go back to, there's another lady who believes that a huge percentage of women don't return for a second appointment because of the 3-day cooling off period.
And can I just say thanks very much, Margaret, because you're being very, very respectful of everyone out there, and thank you. In my case, as I said, I had to wait a few weeks, well, 3 weeks, before I went over. So... In this case, I think if it is your first point of contact, then why should you be made to wait 3 days? You know, shouldn't that be up to the woman herself if she wants to wait the 3 days? Now, if she goes into that doctor and decides, hold on, I'm 50-50 on this, and decides to go and get a counsellor and go and seek more help and see what her other options are, that's fine. That's great. But why should you be forced into that? What if it's a traumatic pregnancy that a woman just is like, no, I have decided and I want it done?
Well, I mean, I do. Obviously, there's different situations. You know, obviously, the woman who has a crisis pregnancy, she's going to be in a panic and stress and worry and fear. I don't know of any woman that would be sitting across from a doctor and not have those feelings, you know.
Yeah.
And there could be pressure from a partner as well, you know, a coercive partner. You know, there's all of these things to take into consideration, you know, and like, I just feel that women need, and also there's a safety risk. I mean, you know, there women can have ectopic pregnancies, and if they're not scanned, then, you know, if they go and take abortion pills, they can, the symptoms can overlap. If this ectopic pregnancy can be masked, and therefore that puts her life at risk, because if she takes the abortion pills and she starts having symptoms like pain, bleeding, etc., she may mistake these. And if she has the only way an ectopic pregnancy can be ruled out is through a scan. So this is another thing, that women should be scanned as well. I mean, any medical, you know, I know, for example, I would want to know exactly what's going on in my body, what they're doing to me, etc. So therefore, I think...
Yeah, because I did, I was scanned. Because I was actually 3 weeks further along than I thought I was.
But and I agree with you on that side of things, that a scan should be brought into it immediately. Yeah. But I just don't think that a woman's choice should be taken away. You should be given a choice. You can make the appointment.
It's not been taken away. It's not a barrier. It's just a safety check. I mean, there's safety checks. I mean, you know, for any medical procedure, there's a certain time period that people have to wait, you know, and they could be in dire circumstances, even in pain, or, you know, their health could be at risk even in other circumstances. But, you know, people have to wait. We don't live in a world that we get things instantaneously as well. I do think, you know, women deserve this 3 days to be given all the information about their pregnancy, be properly scanned for their safety. You know, there's already one woman that nearly died because she was not scanned and she had an ectopic pregnancy. So, I mean, there's all these things, you know. I mean, you know, women
are looking at it. Why can't they turn around? Why can't they do it in a way so that it's like, okay, in 3 days' time, you come back and we can do that, rather than in 3 days' time, you come back and we'll discuss it again?
Well, I mean, you know, like, because time is of the essence here. You know, if you're doing Absolutely. Anything in life, anything that's really important, even getting your hair done or change colour, you might take 24 hours to think about it or look at different pictures or things like that. That's less important, obviously.
Okay, let me ask you, Margaret. Let me ask you. If a woman goes to a doctor and has a consultation about a termination of her pregnancy, and the doctor says to her, well, look, yeah, go off and have a think about it for 3 days and then come back to me. If she said to that doctor, well, doctor, actually, I've already thought about this long and hard, and I've made my decision. I want to proceed. He still has to tell her to go away for 3 days. Surely that's wrong and patronising to women.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is patronising. It's a very important decision. The vast majority of women need time to properly consider what they're going to do. It's their decision. They have to live with it for the rest of their lives, you know, and I do think women, and do you know what, as well as this, like, you know, this is cost cutting as well. Like, if they do remove it, like, you know, this is a second appointment with a doctor that they don't have to pay the second time. It's absolutely just, women deserve better than this. Like, you know, I mean, 3 days, as I said, this is not a barrier. This is a safety check for women to make sure. I mean, you know, there's women out there that regret having their abortions as well. You know, that does exist, even though it's not talked about. And I think if they had been given that time, you know, and the proper support, then things might be different for them, you know. So that's, you know, I think, you know, this is for women, you know, and it's really important that we keep this.
Okay, really important that we keep this. Our number is 0858252626. We're talking about a Social Democrats proposal in the Dáil to scrap the 3-day waiting period for abortion. That was part of our legislation introduced after the referendum. It was something that was campaigned on as well. But the Dáil does have the power to change the law now if it sees fit. Lee, you're on. Oh, sorry, Jeremy.
Yeah, before you go to Lee, just for clarity here. So Jen did get back to us. Jen was the first caller on today's topic, and yep. She sent us that same link that a few of you have sent. That is the link of an article that was posted on the Pro-Life campaign website. And it says, the Pro-Life campaign today said newly released information confirms that Ireland's 3-day wait period prior to having an abortion remains a vital safeguard that should be retained. And it's in reply to a parliamentary question that was asked. And these figures are from 2022 to 2023. And it's saying 3,933 women didn't return for a second abortion consultation with a GP following the waiting period.
Okay, that doesn't mean that they didn't have the abortion.
No.
It just means they didn't go back to that same doctor.
Yeah. So at the end of the article, it does say, did not return includes all reasons. Change of mind, miscarriage, hospital abortion, etc. So it could be any of those things.
Okay, but again, this is on the Pro-Life campaign, and I would expect the Pro-Life campaign to highlight something like that. We still can't find it from any other source.
But no, the Pro-Life campaign are never going to post an article on their website saying abortions are great.
That's my point.
We should have more abortions.
That's my point, but I can't find that statistic anywhere else. That's the problem. Lee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hiya, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm just trying to look at this, that if it was me, basically, God forbid, because it's not a situation you want to be in at the end of the day either. It's not something that is any way easy like it's so difficult. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't imagine to begin what it feels like to be in the situation.
Absolutely,
do you know that
way? Yeah, yeah.
So, but I do feel that because it's such an important decision and it's so life-changing and you may regret it down the road, I feel that the 3-day wait is not a bad thing, to be honest.
Okay.
And I the type of person I am, and if it was my first point of contact with my GP or my doctor or whatever, I would need that 3-day, you know? So I can't imagine what it would be like, but I can only know what I think I'd need.
Okay, one of the arguments for removing the 3-day wait is that it is a little bit patronising to women. It's saying to women, you probably...
I don't look like that. I think that's bold, to be honest. I think the government tend to go far one end of the... Like, I don't look at it like that. I look at it as just making sure someone's sure. You know what I mean? I don't think that I'm not trusted. I can still go, like, hopefully, please God, touch wood, I never have to go through having to deal with an abortion. But I don't look at it like that. I look at it as, am I sure of this decision that I'm making? You know, so I don't feel that somebody in government or speaking on my behalf isn't trusting me. Like, I'm more so thinking to myself, right, this is probably erring on the side of caution and responsibility to the individual and making sure they are sure of their decision. And I'm the person that would need that. You know, that way, so...
Okay, so what about...
Agree with that either.
Okay, what about... You're saying for you, it would be important to have that cooling off period. Okay, but what if a woman arrives in her doctor's and the doctor says, take 3 days to have a think about it, and she says to him, I've thought about this long and hard, I have made my mind up, I don't need 3 days, I wish to proceed. The doctor still has to say to her, come back in 3 days. Surely that's wrong.
I understand that, and I really do feel like if it's a case that somebody is in an absolutely horrendous situation, that they're going to do harm to themselves, there should be a case-by-case basis for someone's safety. But for a person, for the people that are not going to, let's say, harm themselves, or they haven't been, God forbid, attacked and they've fallen pregnant,
But Lee, a woman who can say with her hand in her heart, I have thought long and hard about this, I don't need another 3 days, this is what I want. And then the doctor has to say, oh, well, I'm terribly sorry for your troubles, but you still have to go away for 3 days. She's already made her mind up.
Yes, but I understand why. I can understand why, with the type of decision you're making and how sensitive and how difficult it is, I'd rather that there than not, put it that way.
All right.
Because I know that there's a lot, I know there's a percentage of women that would need that, the same as the percentage of women that don't. But you can't knock out the percentage that do. You know, that way, like, it's, you know, it's not that you can't still go ahead with that abortion that you have decided on and you're 100% sure on. But how can you remove it for the percentage that aren't?
Okay, so you believe that the 3-day cooling off period should stay in law?
Yes, because it's a decision I can't imagine what it's like to make, but it's not bloody, what would you say, easy, and you're going to go back on forth on it in your head in circles, I don't know how many times, I'm sure. You know, it's not something you like, and plus, like, this is a pre-consult you're going to. You mightn't have any, as someone caller noted there, that you might not have hit any medical person or point of contact until that point.
Oh, no, I agree. Your consultation with your doctor. With your doctor could be the very first time you discuss this with another human being. I agree with you on that.
But what you had your heart set on, there might have been options to this point, depending on the situation again. And, like, it might be a case that there might be an option given
And I agree with you that for some people the 3-day period could be important.
It's needed.
But for a woman who has said quite clearly, I want a termination. I don't need 3 days. It seems a bit patronising to be saying, well, I'm sorry for your troubles. Go off for another 3 days there and think about it a little bit more.
Well, it's not one second glove fits all.
Okay, stay with me for a second, please. Our number is 085 825 2626. We've got more opinions in just a moment.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Louise has been on to us with her opinion.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon. Great topic. Absolutely brilliant topic. My opinion, well, I personally, I don't believe in abortion. I'm a little bit on the side of what Jason said. I mean, if it's obviously for incestuous cases, rape cases, things like that, yeah, okay, that's fine, but using it as a form of a birth control or whatever, no, I don't agree with it. But anyway, that's just my personal view. As I said in the comments, I'd never dream of judging any lady thinking about terminal in a pregnancy. Everybody is different. I personally don't think the three-day wait makes any sense, because I completely agree with Angela. I think as soon as you find out you're pregnant, and you know, most women, when they find out they're pregnant, they're overjoyed. Yeah, shock, whatever, but they're overjoyed. If you have that initial feeling, oh my God, no, like I can't, you're going to spend time thinking about it, and you're going, if you decide to go to the doctor to organise a termination, stuff like that, I think your mind is already made up. So I agree with Angela on that. I think the 3 day wait might just make the agony more, you know, prolong the agony for the woman that's going through, and sort of wants the termination done and dusted with. I already believe in Ireland that the waiting list for any sort of procedure at the moment is crazy. I don't think by waiting it out by 3 more days it makes any sense. So I think if you decide to go through with it, that's where your mind is lying. I think as well that it could, you know, depend on each doctor. There are doctors out there that don't believe in abortion. There are doctors that are for it, whatever the case may be. I think just because he's a doctor, you know, I don't think it's, I don't want to say this, but you know, he might sort of like try to sway your position or whatever, you know, persuade you to do something else, or go into all the like, you know, medical mumbo jumbo and just confuse the woman even more. So I think I'm with Angela on this one. Great show, guys. Thanks.
All right, Louise. Thanks very much indeed. And Rachel sent us this message.
Hey, look, the way I see it is, if you want to get plastic surgery, like say a nose job or something, you're changing the whole shape of your face, so you want to get your cheeks filled, or you want to get your chin made smaller or something like that, that's changing the whole layout of your face, and you are not made to go back and think about that. I mean, that's still a change in your life. Like, and you're still not made to have a 3 day waiting period to think about whether or not you want to do this. You're just allowed to do it. So, I mean, I'm not comparing the two, obviously, by any means, but I'm just saying they're both huge life decisions, and one is completely allowed and one isn't.
All right, Rachel, thanks very much indeed for your message. And then we got a message in just a moment ago.
I wonder how people feel about this, because this is after winding me up. Because from the very beginning, I said that I was supportive of women's rights. Mm-hmm. Yeah, did I not say that?
You did say that, yeah.
I said that nobody or everybody is pro-life. Nobody wants to see anything or anybody die. So most people are pro-life. Or sorry, everybody is pro-life, but some people are pro-choice. And I said I was pro-choice for a woman to make her own decision. And then you get this.
From Saoirse. I will never, ever listen to this podcast again. Two men discussing something that has nothing to do with men.
No, let me just stop you there. I'm annoyed now. Two men chairing a debate.
Correct.
We're literally chairing. Have I told a woman to do?
No.
Have you?
No. Two men telling us what we can do with our bodies. Who do you think you are? Again, that was not said by us or anybody on this podcast. Stop trying to control us. Abortion is not a man's issue. So shut up. Don't call me. And that is from a lady called Saoirse.
So again, Saoirse, what I would say to you is you obviously didn't listen to the entirety of the podcast. Okay, to the entirety of the podcast, because I said, like, I'm on your side. Even when you're on their side, they're still against you. I literally said that that you have the right to choose what you do with your own body. But I just said I think 3 days is much to ask. That's all I said. That's not ordering you. Why do some people always think it's ordering them around?
I don't know. Saoirse heard what Saoirse wanted to hear from this episode, but thank you very much indeed for your message, Saoirse. I would like to have called you. No, she's entitled to her opinion.
Thank you for your message. She literally just tried to rip us apart.
We welcome all opinions on this podcast. That's the bottom line. Let me squeeze in one final call. Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Catherine.
Catherine, can I just ask you before you go on, because Saoirse's message is after winding me up, no end. Do you think it's okay for two men to discuss the issue of abortion?
I mean, everyone has an opinion on the matter, so I don't see a problem with it.
No, it's just because it does take a man to actually make a baby or make a fetus or whatever you want to refer to it as. So you can't make a fetus or a baby without a man. So I think we're entitled to an opinion.
Anyway, what did you want to say on this, Catherine?
I have a child who has a rare genetic condition, and I remember, like, he's five now, he has a lot of issues, but I remember when we went to see a geneticist regarding future pregnancies, the geneticist actually said to us that if we got pregnant again, we should consider a termination because, and I quote, "You wouldn't want another one like him, would you?" And I just thought it just wound me up, and you don't know kind of what mindset you're going to be in if something like that happens. So I don't believe that someone should press you into doing anything. I don't think that the 3-day wait should be there. You've thought long and hard about this before you go ahead with it. Yeah, I just think that,
okay, so, the 3-day wait period that the Social Democrats would like to see being scrapped, do you think it should stay?
No.
Okay, do you think it should be gotten rid of?
I do.
Okay. Do you believe the statistics that were thrown around earlier on, that a certain percentage of women choose not to go back to the doctor again for a second appointment, whatever percentage that is, even if it's very, very small, is that not a good thing then, that some women change their mind?
A lot of people would have thought about this long and hard before they go. Yes, you're going to get some people that change their mind. Yes, you're going to get some people that regret having it done. But someone's not just going to ring up a doctor and go just like as soon as they find out. It's going to take a lot of thinking. They might talk to other people. They might get advice. It would take a lot to go to the doctor to begin with. So to turn around and tell them to come back in 3 days, like when their mind's already made up.
And so the doctor said to you, what did the doctor say to you there? I just picked up on it there. You wouldn't want another one like that, was it?
Yeah. If we were to have, our son has a rare genetic condition, and he said that if we had another pregnancy and we found out that the second child had a genetic condition because we would have tested for it, that we should look into abortion because we pretty much wouldn't want two kids we wouldn't want two kids with special needs.
Jesus, a medical professional said that to you?
Yeah, geneticist. Like, me and my husband were looking at each other.
Did he actually use, by the way, I'm not questioning, I'm sure you can remember vividly what he said. Did he actually use that language?
He actually said, "You wouldn't want another one like him, would you?" And our son was in the room with
him. Oh, my God. So hang on, your son, who has a rare genetic disorder, is in the room. You're there, your husband's there, and the doctor there, who's a genetic specialist, turns around in front of your child and says, "You wouldn't want another one like that."
Yeah, pretty much. My husband,
I would have punched him.
My husband actually looked at him and said, "Sure, we love him anyway. Like, what difference does it make?"
Jeez.
You learn to grow a very thick skin when you deal with a lot of medical people.
Well, no, he should be struck off the register for that, shouldn't he?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely horrific to hear a professional medical person saying something like that. Okay, so back to the point. You believe that if a woman arrives at the doctor's and the doctor says, "Come back in 3 days," and she says, "Well, no, actually, I've made my decision. I'm very sure about my decision," he should be able to say, "Okay, then."
Yeah, it should be her decision. If she's made her decision and it wouldn't have been easy for her to make that decision, then he should respect that decision.
Okay, and you believe that the law should recognise that, the law should be changed, and maybe allow for a three-day period, but not have it mandatory in terms of a doctor should be the doctor should say, have 3 days to think about it, but she should be able to say, well, no, I've thought about it long and hard, and I've decided, no, I want to go ahead with it. So there is a difference. There is a difference. But then when the 3 day period is offered, but it doesn't have to be taken up.
When you have doctors like the one Catherine went on. By the way, Catherine, we saw the photograph of your little young fellow, gorgeous little child, and you're very lucky. Yeah. It's unfortunate that the doctor
unfortunate.
Spoke.
That's an understatement. All right, Catherine, thanks very much indeed for your call, and thank you all of you for your calls. Now, before we finish this episode of the Opinions Matter podcast, we have another Opinions Matter portable. Well, obviously it's portable.
Keep saying a portable cup.
It'd be a strange coffee mug if it wasn't portable.
That you can't lift up. It's like a huge coffee mug.
It's reusable coffee mug.
Okay, yeah. Here is the question. It's not related to the topic, by the way. And the question is, we do our podcast from the White Sands Hotel in Port Marnock. That's where our studio is, yeah? When we look out the window, if you're standing on Port Marnock Beach, what is the name of the island straight in front of us?
Oh, that's a good question.
No, it's not easy.
Well, there's actually two islands.
But straight in front of us. Either will do.
Either will do, yeah.
But we're talking about the bigger one. Have you ever been on that one?
Well, straight across from is the little one.
I've been on that one. Have you been on that one?
I've never been on the big one, though. I've been on both of them.
No, you weren't on the other one. It's privately owned.
I was on it, though.
Oh, you know the man who owns the island.
I was there.
Okay, what island did Adrian visit off the coast of Port Marnock?
Okay, there are two. You can name either one and send your answer by WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Send us the answer to that question and your name, and we'll put you in the draw for another Opinions Matter travel mug. Thanks very much indeed for listening to this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Please hit subscribe or follow, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Opinions Matter.